Hey, what's up, guys? Coming to you with my mic. I totally forgot to add this. And this show also involves, besides me bitching, but honestly, it was a good bitch, I'd say. I say it was a good bitch. Let me say it again. I say that it was a good bitch. It was a good bitching, and I'm proud of it. Not really. But I wanted to add in also, you already heard Justin's message. Before you hear this show, I totally forgot I put the couple things in here from Curb Your Enthusiasm. I did a raplet on my, like, just a regular raplet. I forget what the fuck the name is. Something lonely. Like, you know, being lonely. And also, it's not a raplet, but, like, I talk about it in the full show and about the whole money part. And another thank you to Justin for leaving the message. I did leave it on there, and I did say some words about it. I also wanted to apologize. The second part of the show, I didn't realize there was like a buzzing noise, but I fixed it as best I could. I'm just going to play like a music thingy in the background for that one. And then, that's it. It is, 7:35 a.m. February 9th. It's Thursday, February 9th, 7:35 a.m. The show was supposed to come out Saturday, but, you know, once you hear the show and the reason why and why I was so upset, I guess hopefully you'll understand. And I hope to God there's no buzzing right now because I'll freak the fuck out. Alright, take care. Honestly, I wish I had more, but, you know, I'm glad at least I put some bonus stuff in there. The Larry David stuff is funny, you know. If you don't know who he is, he created Seinfeld. He's one of the creators. Basically the creator and Curb Your Enthusiasm. And it was like the spite store. And I didn't really do a good water always comes out like the weirdest times. Anyway, it was like the spite store. And then one where Jeff, that's Larry David's friend, was too happy to leave his wife. So I think I explained that a little bit. So I'm just going to let you guys go ahead. Sorry about the second part of the episode. Like I said, it shouldn't be that bad once I put some music behind it. All right. That's it. I'll keep you informed once you hear what you hear. And, yeah, did I say that's it? That's fucking it. And like always, I already said that before. We're in the future, from now. Anyway, are you still listening? Have you skipped ahead? You could skip ahead. Hold on, I got a fart coming. If you want to wait for that, this one should be incredible. Just give it a second. Here we go. Alrighty. Now that's your cue. Peace out. It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
Oh, thank you.
Alright, what's up? Testing, testing, testing. Alright, just testing. I got a new cord for my mic. So let me tell you what that's about real quick. It's basically the same cord I had before. What the fuck was that? Only longer. And I don't have to take off, thank God, my case. I'm gonna thank somebody. So I'm gonna thank, you know, there's either a God or you figured this world is a simulation. So I figured there's a better chance that there's like some kind of deity. So I'm going to thank them things instead of my cord situation. Yeah, I'm at that point at the recyclables where it's like I could take it out, but I could probably push it down another foot. So I decided to go that way. Fuck, I gotta get my creamer. Alright, so this is my situation so far tonight, today. It is Thursday. I went to go to bed like I normally do. And, man, I'm going to be honest with you. Oh, fuck, I get my cream right. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I was just so fucking bored out of my skull. And, you know, the little bit of things I had to do, I did basically around the house wise. I had to put a fucking new door handle on. You got to be fucking shitting me. Did I just, you know, I'm probably going to have to run out to the store. Don't do two things at once. Do not stir coffee. Can't even talk. So I'm basically, before I get into my stories, this is like a pre-show to the show, which I'm going to be getting into, which is like money and podcasting and all that shit. And you guys are going to get me on the time where I'm fucking pissed. And I'm pissed. Hold on. Water running. What are you going to do? I can't catch it. No. I'm pissed not because of the money part. It's the, let me sip my coffee so the word will come to me. Ethical. That's not it. It's one of those things you had when you were in high school. Principal. It's kind of fucked up. Now, see, here's the thing. Oh, shit, that's probably going to fuck with the mic if I stand too close with that. Here's the thing. I don't even know if this is recording properly. Is the sun coming out? Jesus Christ, the sun's coming out. All right. I told you guys a couple times, yeah, I was waiting for my ads. Well, an ads meaning like ads for Anchor. Well, I got a slew, a fucking load of shit I want to go through. And you guys who know me, okay, know how I get a little bit when I'm mad. I'm mad to the point where I am doing a fucking show, a podcast, whatever you want to call this fucking thing, that I literally threw everything I gave a shit about, like podcasting wise, out the fucking window. I don't even give a shit if they started giving me ads back. Like, as soon as I was done this and like automatically, oh, ads appear. Because first of all, like I said, I'm going to get into it when I sit down and chill. So this is like a pre-show to the show. But first of all, I've been waiting for months. It's fucking ridiculous. And I'm not even mad that it's not about me, it's about you guys. For example, I'm going to make a quick example of this, so even the slow people out there will understand. Now, I do joke around about that and say that, you know, people are fucking stupid, which the majority of people are. I'm sorry, you are. If you're one of my listeners, you're probably a stupid fuck. And if you aren't, then you get what I'm about to tell you. I know, I could be an asshole, right? All right, but if you're paying for Spotify, I'm just talking about Spotify at the moment. If you're paying for Spotify Premium, right? Which is like, whatever, $9 to $12, depending on, like, you know, you might have a family, whatever fucking service you pay for. It might be a college, whatever. I don't give a shit. You pay for it. So, Anchor went ahead, and Spotify, I should say, not just Anchor, Spotify, went ahead and was like, oh, you know what we should do? Now I'm going to start, because now I'm going down to my quiet area. Soundproof. My soundproof room. You know what we should do with the guys who pay for premium? By the way, that's me. I'm the asshole who pays for premium. And then does podcasts and shows and puts all these skits and fucking edits everything together. I'm like, oh, you know what I should do? I should charge my fucking listeners 49 cents to listen to my shit. So basically, that's how they want you to get paid. They want you to get paid by charging you guys. Yes, you guys. So you're already paying the subscription fee for Spotify, right? So let's say my show is 49 cents, which is, I think, is the lowest you can go. I didn't, like, get all the details, but I got enough that the money wasn't really the factor point to it. It was the point. Oh, fuck. I was about to put this in the fridge. The money wasn't the point to it. Even if it was a fucking penny, it doesn't, well, penny, I mean, that's kind of just cheesy, but you know what I mean. They already charge you X amount of money to have a premium membership on Spotify. Okay? That's what it's called. It's called, do you have Spotify? I was thinking Prime. Jesus fucking Christ. Prime. This is like, I'm tired, but I'm not tired, if that makes any sense. It's like I'm catching my second wind. Anyway, you have Spotify Premium. And you'd be like, yeah, yeah, I got that. All right, cool. And you're a podcaster. Okay, cool. So you got to pay for that and you got to do this. All right. Now, this is a little bit before any of this shit started. So, man, I don't know how to begin without beginning right. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to sit down, get my shit together. I just got my coffee, and I'm going to explain all this. Just let's call this a fucking opener, because I'm going to come at you guys with so much shit, it's just going to piss you off. And as a streamer, as a content creator, as somebody on my end doing what I do, and the people that know me and the reason why I do it, it should piss you off. And if you do listen to me, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to keep fucking putting out shit. Even though I said it's like a therapy, it is. I didn't say it's like, it is like a therapy to me. It's a form. The difference between this and a therapy is, when you go to therapy, a normal person that doesn't do this, you know, they know the world's not fucking hearing your shit or can easily push play and listen to your fucking conversation. All right? So I'll be right back after this. I'm going to restart this, see how this sounds, and, you know, whatever. Fuck. Pissed. All right. And I'm back. One sec. All right. So I was just, I'm doing this on Dobe now. So I was only literally after that last segment, I just sat down, had my coffee, and I'm like having a cigarette, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to do it on Dobe. All right. I don't know where the fuck I was exactly, but yeah. So you pay for premium membership. Now, before I get into any of that, there was always a opportunity for any listener or supporter out there worldwide to support my show or anybody's show if they would like to or if they wouldn't like to. And my view on that has always been the same. I don't give a shit. Yes, it would be nice. It would be nice because, first of all, if you can't fucking do 99 cents a month, I think that's sad. If you have it to help. All right. I don't have money. I don't like make any money off of this shit no more at this moment, and this is the reason why I'm getting into it, and it's not because I'm not making money. You'll see the whole picture as this comes, you know, full circle. This episode was supposed to be about podcasting and is it worth it. I put it off for a while, but then the ad things started coming, so I'm gonna like kind of give you the story, you know, as best I can without, like, having 15 fucking major heart attacks and rages in between. So, whatever. So, everybody had that option. And then you could either support or subscribe. Now, if you're a subscription member, I didn't have that set up. Like, I did, but I had all my shit was free. It was free content. You could still support me though. So now basically I'm going to give you what they're doing really quickly, and then I'll go back to how it was and whatever the fuck. Just bear with me for a second here, because this is like all last couple second minute thing what I'm doing. So it used to be the lowest subscription rate was $1.99. And I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to do subscriptions. This is before I knew anything about with the ads and all that, where we're going to stop or whatever. I'm not going to do subscriptions until my shows are worth $1.99 a month out of somebody's pocket, which is fucking kind of high, you know. And, so, like, I never had an opportunity to be like, all right, this is a show I want to people to pay. Basically, you would have to pay $1.99 if I deemed a one show, like, worthy of $1.99. But then, it's like, wait, you gotta pay that monthly for just that one show? No. Now what they're doing is they're dropping the price of subscription, and they still have the supporter thing. So, I disabled support, I disabled subscriptions. I don't have any of that up right now. And the reason being is because I was happy with just getting monetized ads. Basically, in the middle of my shows, that's when I would put my mid-rolls for Anchor. I would get paid. So, in the beginning, when you start out on Anchor, they give you these things called, and I don't think you get them like right away, but you get ambassador ads. Now you got to remember, I was with Anchor. If you're just knowing this, you guys know me, know this. I was with Anchor before they were with Spotify or whatever. Whoever bought out who, whoever fucked who, I don't know. I need to sip my coffee before I fucking throw it through the wall. Or not the coffee, just my head. So that was that. And I had these ambassador ads. I didn't know what the fucking ambassador ad was. I just knew, like, hey, this is an ad, blah, blah, blah. It's right there in the ad that I have to read mandatory to you guys, to whoever listens. Okay. That was fair. What they were saying was fair. I even said at one point when Spotify took over, I said they got to update their ads, which they did. But they kind of kept it pretty much the same. So then my ad ran out, my ambassador ad, which I didn't even know. Like, they were saying, oh, everybody's getting his ambassador ads, blah, blah, blah. I didn't know that included me. So I was just running on the same ads I was always running on. And I don't know. I can't tell you because I wasn't keeping track, but it just ended. So you start at $0.00, and it used to be CPM, it's RPM, revenue per mile, or whatever. It used to be like cents per mile, or fucking, it's basically plays per mile. So if I'm in Philly, you're in California, let's say up to $10.50, that was their, like, peak point. I would break that peak point. I would go, I went all the way up to $30-some. That was the first ad, which turned into an ambassador ad, then which they just ended. And I was like, what the fuck? I worked my ass off to get that high up. And then they restarted me on this thing called a monetize ad or whatever the fuck. Basically, they were like, you know, I asked them, I hit them up and asked them. It's not like I was just sitting here like, oh, what the fuck happened? I guess I'll just wait and see. No, I didn't. I hit them up ASAP. I'm on shit. I'm on point with this shit. So they explained to me that these are monetized ads. You used up your ambassador ads. So that's that. I'm like, oh, okay. So what? Nothing changes. It's just, basically, it's just the name. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm down. I'm good with that. And you could still get supported and you could still subscribe, you know, subscriptions. Now, all this time going on, I didn't know they changed the subscription rate from lower than $1.99 to all the way down to 49 cents. So I'm like, all right, because the only bitch I'm going to bitch personally about is that the editing that I put in. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Guys, it's a bitch. Sometimes to sit there and edit and stop, and sometimes I'll take out 3 seconds off of something. And I'm not talking about when I'm talking. I'm like, when I'm doing like, Whose Line Is It? Or anything with skits in it, and there's like 3 extra seconds. Sometimes you might even hear me, I might accidentally leave them in where there's like 4 or 5 seconds that went by that shouldn't have been there. That's because I'm fucking particular. I'm picky, OCD, whatever the fuck you call it. You know, I just figured the listener doesn't want to listen to nothing. You guys mostly have OCD or fucking ADHD, ADD. I call it the alphabet disease. We all know this. So, getting back to all this, I didn't know they were doing that whole switcheroo with the fucking subscription. Anyway, then, so my second ad was already kicking in, and I was already in full gear with that. Before I knew it, I was up to $2, $3, $4, $5, all the way up to shit. I was in the high teens, $16, $17. I can't remember. I do have a picture. It was definitely the teens. So then that ended. So I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on? Like, so I hit them up on email. First, I hit them up on email. Then I went over to the chat section on, this is Anchor. Then I went back to email. Then I went to the chat section. And I just wanted to make sure I'm like, you know, like a fucking going to a doctor. I'm getting a double, triple, quadruple opinion on what the fuck's going on, because I do Anchor, Spotify, whatever. And now I'm seeing videos like posted a year ago that are just be like kind of uploaded today, like, oh, you could become your own entrepreneur and 49 cents an episode, da da da, and get support and subscription, and you can have monetized, or if you don't want that, you can have monetized ads, which I was fine with. But I'm like, all right, well, it's been 3+ months. I haven't seen any ads. And the funny thing is, before I get into any more of this story, Anchor was supposed to hook us up, the people, like me, I should say, because I'm not going to say people who are just starting out, with people who are people who are looking to put their ad out there, or, you know, advertisement. I can give you a demonstration. And I had it 1 year, the first year I did my first podcast, and I told you it was about elections or something. I had two of them. They last a little bit and they disappeared. That's what an ad should be. It shouldn't be super expensive. You basically be like, all right, guys, I'll be right back after this. But hey, you know, I didn't have to say anything about the election. I could have easily walked them into it. Be like, I don't know, with Trump and all, but I don't talk about that shit, so I just threw the ads on there and whatever. I don't even think I got paid for any of them, honestly, because I don't think I really put them in any of my shows. So I'm getting a little off track, but that was the only time they did it. They're supposed to be throwing me not just Anchor ads, other ads for people who need, you know, support to get the word out. And what not a brilliant way than to be like, oh, we could do it. We got a billion people or whatever who do fucking shows. These certain people have this many views and certain people have that many views, blah, blah, blah. I might only have a couple thousand, 40 countries, whatever the fuck it is. It doesn't matter. It's still word of mouth. It's still getting out there, and I'm putting it on my show. But I never got none of those, and either did everybody I talked to. Of course, unless you're a fucking celebrity, then basically you get them handed to you. Anyway, I'll be right back with the second part, or third or fourth part of this. All right, so let's see. Where was I? Since now I gotta record with no, you know, battery. And my battery's at 95, so I don't care. I could use my mic, but I'm using my headset instead of my mic, which is just more comfortable. If I use my mic, I can, like, hear myself live. Oh, God, that was fucking annoying. Like, now I can't even plug my phone in down here without making it that sound. It's never happened before, but then again, I'm like, I don't remember ever having the plug in, you know? Like, I've had my mic in before, so whatever. Doesn't happen when I'm upstairs. It's probably because this thing's, like, carrying a lot of fucking energy. I don't know. Oh, fuck, I didn't even think I could go there with it. Why? Yeah, what an idiot. See? This is the shit I'm talking about. So I don't know where I... Honestly, I would have to go back and listen to exactly where it was at in the story. But basically, I can kind of remember. Fuck it, I don't feel like doing it. Oh, man. So, skippity-doo-la, skippity-dee. Fuck me, fuck you, whatever. So, now what they're saying is like, oh, be your own boss, entrepreneurship. Okay. Which, the people that were replying to the video in the comments, I guess didn't realize at the time, or were too green, like they were too new, they were just too new to podcasting to understand what that really entails, or, you know, what that, how much detail goes into that. Now, there's people who are out there who just talk for 15, 20, 30 minutes, and then that's it. They don't edit nothing, they don't do nothing. And a lot of their shows just don't go nowhere. And, you know, people learn, just like I did. I couldn't just talk into the mic all the time because, first of all, I just don't have that much shit to talk about. But what really pissed me off is this pissed me off not just for me. Really, really had little to do with me. It was more for the people that were listening. It's taking my pleasure away. It's taking your pleasure away to listen, to laugh, to do whatever, just to listen to a podcast. So, let's say, I know Spotify, you don't have to pay for Spotify. Okay, premium. But, let's say you want to listen to my show. Just for whatever. So now you gotta, you don't have a choice to support me. Like, I have always had the choice to make this a paid show. But now if I make it for 49 cents, like, I'm gonna have to bring something to the table. And I already know what that is. It can't be fucking beats and, you know, like, it could be funny, but, like, I'm gonna have to go out and fucking get, not guest all the time, because I know basically the analytics of my own show, and I know the analytics of podcasting is a lot of people don't like having guests on. Like, once in a while is fine. That's why I don't have that many. And I could. I've asked my buddies. They all said, yeah, whatever. I just don't. There's one guy who's a security guard who works at the store. He does more than that. That's just like his, you know, like, start job. He's a young guy. And I wanted to get, like, his take on all this, and he's asked me a couple times, you know, like, when can we do this? I have his information, I have everything down. I'm fucking bad with names, but I would fucking give him a shout out right now. It's in my phone. Anyway, and I plan on doing a show with him, and I told him when I seen him last, I was like, dude, I was just going on break, and I was hoping by the time I got back, all this would have blown over by now. Like, I would already had my ads, everything would have been good, you know, for Anchor, and now it's like, oh, wait, so at the end of this show, see, I have, there's a list of all your shows, and I can click which ones that are subscribe worthy. So it's like, no. Well, first of all, I'm not going to do it with this show. And it's just like another thing that's been bothering me. I was supposed to do something like, hey, if you subscribed, right? This feels so asinine talking about it because there's YouTube out there. See, podcasts, and a lot of people don't understand podcasts. There's a lot of people that do them, right? And, like, I could be over here like, hey, guys, what's up? I'm going fucking crazy and telling you about my crazy fucking stories and just telling you weird shit. Hopefully make you laugh. I don't give a shit if it does or doesn't. And maybe it helps you in some fucking weird way. Maybe you're touching yourself. I don't know. I don't care. That's not my business. My business is to talk on this end and let you people listen and come up with your own fucking theories, your own goddamn ideas. There's so much shit I wanted to get into this fucking season. Like, I had 20 episodes. Bullshit. I had 20 episodes ready to go. Locked and loaded. No, but I'm trying to circle jerk my work way around back here. I'm just fucking annoyed. So basically, if you're a subscriber of my show, and I choose the lowest price because that's like the right thing to do, because I'm not like fucking super famous or anything. And even if I was, I think that's a dick move. But, well, because first of all, celebrities get paid by their sponsors and advertisements. It's like, oh, this video was sponsored, or this fucking, you know, was sponsored by fucking Nike and whatever. Whatever. Anyway, I'm like just aggravated that you guys would have to pay for my show if I deemed it to be. And I'm telling you this right now, I'm not going to do this the way I used to if that's the way they're going to be. And this is going to Anchor, and this is like punishing me, it's punishing the people who listen. I'm not going to keep doing these shows, okay, because you guys, it's not fair for the people who pay for Spotify Premium, and it's Spotify who runs this shit, don't get it twisted, it's Spotify, who run the premium side of it, which, like I said, even I have to pay, and I'm going to get to a fucking really good kicker here in a second, so that you have to pay for my show and every other show, whoever deems their show worthy of subscription. So you got to pay 49 cents a month for here. So you might like 3 or 4 podcasts. I think most people listen to 3. You have 3 to 5, maybe 5 to 10, 5 to 8. I have like 2 to 4 podcasts I listen to. That's not including my own, because I said this before. It's hard to make your own podcast and listen to other people's podcasts. I know the love I see shown and, you know, shown out there. People that I haven't listened to their podcast, but I always keep in mind. And I'm talking about, like, I'm not talking about, like, Justin or Cody and then those guys. Those guys I'm kind of, like, more tight with. But I'm talking about other podcasters out there, like Marie and Brie and Real. And there's a couple that just kind of disappeared from podcasting. And I guess maybe they either seen that it's not worth it, or they just, and this is before any of this came to light, or maybe they were just like, this ain't working for us, because a lot of people do it as a couple or friends, and it either works or it doesn't. There's a lot of podcasts that I follow that I haven't listened to in a long time, but I still follow them. That's still supporting them. You know, if they were to support my show, now you can, because the supporter thing's down. You know, I would support them back. So here's another thing. The kicker I wanted to say to all this fucking craziness was, I had it in there. It was a good one, but I wanted to say one more thing. Holy fuck. This is the only thing with Dobby. It sucks. I can't like pause and be like, what the fuck was I thinking about? It's like all real time. Blooper reel, some shit. Oh, by the way, all those blooper reels, like, they're all legit. Like, they might sound like they're back to back. It's not. It's just me picking out random shit that I fucked up on, and I could see that I took it out of the show. It's fucking weird. I don't do it as much as I used to because I don't give a fuck anymore. So anyway, so it goes to punishing you, punishes me, and the kicker to all this is that Spotify, now get this last part here, okay? Because I really don't want to get into this anymore. But Spotify is like offering for us, me, not you guys, for me to pay them for ad placements. And I'm like, wait, what? So I haven't read up on this. I've read up on it before when they were saying, hey, do you want to get your show advertised out there? That's different. That was a different thing. They're doing something different now. I don't know what it is. So in this show, right after I'm done fucking rambling on about this and how pissed I am because there's so much more here than meets the eye, I did put a text-to-speech, not like nothing from me, a text-to-speech. I copied and pasted down the what the subscription ads are going to be about and what the monetize and support's going to be about, just like a little bit there, and I merged it all together. I had three different ones, and I merged it all together, and you guys can listen to it, and so you don't have to read it. I figured, you know, some people like are driving at night. I think a lot of people who drive listen to this show. That's according to my analytics. And if you don't drive, you don't have to read it. It's going to be right there. It's not going to be everything because I got to study more. Sorry that I'm talking faster, but I'm going in 12 minutes on the Dobie. And I wanted to do more on this episode. I wanted to do just more. And now I feel like I have not one but two arms tied behind my back. And it's like, you know, if I would have the ads, I'd be fine. We wouldn't have this conversation, but I still would bring up the point that it's not fair. Once again, two things are not fair. One, if you are on Spotify, like I am, I'm on other platforms. I'm on 10 platforms in total. 12. Well, 12 if you count Spotify and Anchor. But I'm on 12 platforms. And Spotify is my main app. Now, I know there's nowhere in the writing that says, like, you know, you get premium for free. But wouldn't that be like a nice, I don't know, incentive? I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking like, because I'm fucking a human being. You know I fuck around and I say people are stupid and shit, but yo, really, you guys are fucked up. Like, it's really, really all about the money. And that's what makes this world sad. So, I know, like I said, the kicker, I already kind of put the kicker out there, is that, you know, that they have this course where I think you have to pay them. I'm not sure. Once I find out more, I'll let you guys know. So this is technically my first full show. I was supposed to get it out Saturday. I could schedule it for Saturday, so it'll just come out automatically. But I'm gonna get it out right away. Justin also left me a message, which I do have in here, and I'm gonna comment on Justin's message right now with the last minute. I appreciate Justin, Justin Stewart. That's Justin's Ion Entertainment World Review. Go check him out if you haven't. He's leaving a message because I talked to him for a good hour about most of this, not all of it, but I would say a good 80% that I know so far. And I said, you know, you have ads right now, which is fine, and that's great, but what happens if it runs out to you, and then it comes out down to you? This is what you gotta do, you know what I mean? So, I don't know if I'll put this in right after, but, yeah, I'll probably put that right in next, and then I'll put the Rapplet with the fucking, I'm just not gonna call it Rapplet, it's a copy to paste, copy to text, and then that's it. And if I add anything else, it'll just be a fucking bonus because I am just that mad. And if you guys have been with me for a little while today, I'm usually not like this. I'm more like focused in what I want to talk about. I'm never mad at something. This is not the way I like to operate, but I just want to get you guys, I want to give you guys a good heads up on what might be to come. And I have been up. I was supposed to go to bed and I couldn't sleep. And maybe this is why, I don't know. Like, I really just literally stayed up. And I just said, fuck it, I'm going to go grab some coffee and talk about this. I guess it's been bothering me because I'm thinking, like, you know, it's not just this. Don't get me wrong. Fucking podcasting shows. This shit is nothing. But it still is my escape. And, I mean, I could be bullshitting myself, but yeah. I could probably be like, oh yeah, I won't do it, and then I'll probably still do it for free. Because that's just the person I am. But there comes a point where it's like, I don't know. I'm going to wait and see, because I don't want to badmouth Spotify. I don't want to badmouth Anchor. They might just be going through some paperwork shit, and it could be just a misunderstanding, but from what I was told, which was, hey, you'll be getting an email saying your ad will be ready. And I mean, 3 months, I've never had to wait this long. And this has been the third time. But yeah, this is the second time. The first time it happened, I got my ad right away. Now this time, I'm like, all right. So I know that sounds like this would be the third time. This is the third time, technically. So, all right, that's it. Running about 17 minutes. That's the limit on Adobe. All right, if I'm forgetting anything else I'll add it in, beware of any fucking bonus. Take care of yourselves and one another. Like always, peace out. All right, here we go. Thank you, Justin, for leaving this message. I should say, not a message, more like his opinion. I did ask for his opinion and what he thought on the situation, and this is what he has left me. I have not heard it yet. Listen to it right now. Here we go.
Yeah, man, just let your listeners know that I agree with you on the Anchor thing. I think it's really crappy the way that Anchor does their podcasters. You know, you only have a limited amount of ads on the ambassador thing than the other ads. You know, they just end them without even letting anybody know. And then whenever you gotta, you know, get in contact with them, they take forever getting back to you. I mean, that's not the way you do in a business. You know, you wanna, you know, communicate with your people. You know, communicate with your, you know, the people that, you know, use your platform. And Anchor's really not doing that right now. So, I mean, Anchor needs to, you know, grow up and, you know, just quit treating their people like dirt. And then, you know, because when they do that, then you gotta do subscription things, or you gotta rely on, you know, listener support. And if you have a lot of people, you know, supporting your show, and you don't want to do the subscription thing because people already pay for Spotify anyway, and then they got to pay listen to your shows, then they're paying more money than what they should be having to pay. So Anchor needs to, you know, revamp their ad thing, and then they need to revamp it too, where you get more than a penny per ad if you do an Anchor ad, because, you know, we're the ones out there, you know, making the podcast and everything, not them. We're the ones that rely on this money, not them. Because they, you know, got a lot of money because Spotify bought them, or they're owned by Spotify or whatever. So, yeah, just let your listeners know, man, that I'm not very happy with the situation either. And that on my show, I'm going to be talking about corruption with cops. I'm going to put in a demo ad for a hopefully soon to be sponsor. And I'm going to be talking about this for a little bit on my show as well. So Take care, brother, and I hope your family's doing good. I hope your dad and mom are doing well, and your sister, and, you know, just your whole family's doing well, and God bless you and your followers and listeners. I hope they're all doing well, and I hope they succeed in whatever they do in life. All right, my friend. Bye.
All right, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you so much, Justin. And I don't know what to say as of right now, so just give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Oh, thank you.
This is Anchor and Spotify on Making Money as an Entrepreneur rather than use Anchor ads, which I'm not receiving at the moment, and I do not have a clear answer to this, as why. More on that in this episode, but here is the direct quote from the Anchor site. If you clicked on Learn More, here is what it says. Uninterrupted subscriptions. Anchor creators who already monetize with host read ads and automated ads can earn even more money by offering an uninterrupted podcast subscription, free of Anchor inserted ads, to their most loyal fans. When you enable an uninterrupted subscription, we'll create separate versions of every ad-containing episode you publish and automatically remove all Anchor-inserted ads, including episodes in your back catalog, and we'll package them as an uninterrupted subscription offering for fans at your preferred monthly price point. With uninterrupted subscriptions enabled, you can also publish subscription-only bonus episodes for your paying subscribers. Please note, subscribers can only access the uninterrupted content on Spotify. Enabling ad-free subscriptions. Visit your money page and click Learn More in the gray banner at the bottom of the Host Read Ads or Automated Ads sections. In the modal window that appears, confirm you don't include pre-recorded or baked-in ads in your episodes and click the Set Up Subscription button. Select the monthly price you want to charge subscribers. Finish setup and add your subscribe link to your podcast show description. FAQs. What's the difference between uninterrupted subscriptions and podcast subscriptions? Uninterrupted subscriptions are a specific type of podcast subscription which enable a creator using ads by Anchor to offer an uninterrupted version of their show on Spotify automatically. To enable an uninterrupted subscription, click the link at the bottom of the Host Read Ads or Automated Ads sections of the Money page in Anchor. Once you enable this feature, your fans can pay to subscribe on your Anchor subscribe page to get access to your uninterrupted content on Spotify. Who is eligible for uninterrupted subscriptions? US-based creators who currently earn with host read ads or automated ads, but do not already have subscriptions or listener support enabled, are eligible to enable uninterrupted subscriptions. I currently use podcast subscriptions on Anchor. Can I activate an uninterrupted subscription? No, unfortunately. Current podcast subscriptions enabled creators will not be able to activate an uninterrupted subscription at this time. We are working on expanding this functionality to current podcast subscription enabled creators as quickly as we can. How will my uninterrupted episodes be differentiated from regular episodes in the Spotify app? Your ad-free episodes will be labeled Uninterrupted Episode Title in Spotify. Each episode will be marked as Paid, and a lock icon will appear instead of a play button. When a fan clicks the lock icon, they will be directed to a payment page to subscribe. Can my paying subscribers access my uninterrupted subscription off of Spotify? No, currently uninterrupted subscriptions can only be accessed on Spotify at this time. We are working on expanding this functionality to allow paying subscribers to access uninterrupted content on platforms other than Spotify as quickly as we can. How can I remove an episode from my uninterrupted subscription? On the episodes page in Anchor, click the icon to the right of the episode you want to remove and select Delete Episode from the menu. Note, this will remove both the ads enabled and uninterrupted versions of this episode at the same time. There is currently no way to selectively exclude some of your ads enabled episodes from your uninterrupted subscription. Can I offer an uninterrupted subscription if I record ads as part of my episode prior to uploading the file to Anchor? No, Anchor can only remove ads that were inserted via Anchor's ad tooling. Here is the second part. If you do not want to use subscription ads, this also talks about having support from your followers, listeners, etc. I will once again explain more in this upcoming episode, but this is their Learn More section on monetizing ads, starting right now. Anchor's monetization options. There are several ways to monetize your podcast on Anchor. Availability depends on your location and audience size. Podcast subscriptions. Create subscriber-only episodes that fans can pay a monthly subscription to access. Learn more about podcast subscriptions. Listener support. Receive monthly recurring donations from your listeners. Learn more about listener support. Ambassador ads. Record scripted ads about Anchor to include in your episodes. Learn more about ambassador ads. Automated ads. Place sponsor read ads from third-party brands within your episodes. Learn more about automated ads. Premium sponsorships. Partner with brands of your choice to create personalized, host-read ads. Learn more about premium sponsorships. Payment service providers. Stripe. Connect Stripe to your Anchor account to cash out your earnings balance for eligible monetization features. Learn more about Stripe. Spotify payouts. Eligible creators can set up Spotify payouts to receive automatic monthly payouts. Learn more about Spotify payouts. Spotify rules may not be limited to content that does not comply with applicable sanctions and export regulations. Content that is intended to promote or commit an illegal act of any kind. Content that infringes the intellectual property rights of others includes, but may not be limited to, content provided to Spotify without obtaining necessary permissions. Content that infringes third-party copyrights or trademarks. What happens to rule breakers? We take these decisions seriously and keep context in mind when making them. Breaking the rules may result in the violative content being removed from Spotify. Repeated or egregious violations may result in accounts being suspended and/or terminated. What else do I need to know? These platform rules will help ensure that Spotify remains an open and safe platform for all. We will continue to evaluate and update this information as needed, so please check back frequently. Depending on which Spotify products or features you use, you may be subject to additional requirements, so please follow those too. Finally, there are other actions we may take on content in addition to those listed above. Learn more here.
You get $1.30 a cup, we're not going to make any money doing
that.
What
choice do I have?
Put in some coat racks.
No way. It's Southern California. You don't need a coat rack.
All right, then at least fix your scones, Joe.
You eat them like they're going out of style. You eat them all the time.
Hey, guys. Keep it down. You're disturbing the customers.
Never had a problem with the scones before. Never had a problem with them before.
Come in. Enjoy the low prices.
Hey, have you tried Mocha Joe's? Hey, remember me, Ted Danson? Cheers. Becker, cheers. And you remember me?
Larry David is back in the news again.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The co-creator of Seinfeld has returned to his contentious ways, this time in the retail arena. Here's NBC's Josh Mankiewicz with more.
Look, we've all experienced bad service before, but for most of us, there's not much you can do about it. Maybe you write a negative Yelp review, or maybe you just don't go back to the place. But Larry David has chosen a different path. This is Mocha Joe's, a small coffee shop serving the west side of Los Angeles. And this is Latte Larry's. Why two coffee shops right next to each other? We went to the man himself for answers.
I was wrong. I was mistreated. I ordered a cup of coffee next door, this Mocha Joe's, and Josh, the coffee is cold. I politely asked for another cup of coffee. He banned me from the store. I couldn't live with it.
So you're operating this place just out of spite?
Yeah, it's a spite store.
I called him an old bald nut. I mean, I copped to that. But the guy comes in here, complains about the tables, complains about the coffee.
Do you have wobbly tables?
One or two, but what's the big deal? You put your foot on it. Nobody else is complaining.
if he apologized, would you get out of the coffee business?
If it was a deep, heartfelt apology with maybe a little tear. Larry, my scones are like muffins. That would have to be included, of course.
Okay, Larry says that if you would just apologize, he could get out of business.
Apologize? Me? Never. A band is a band.
You ever think that maybe the problem is you were complaining too much?
I don't like to tear people down. I want to help. Look, this pocket square you got going there. It looks out of place. That's for some English dandy. It's not for a journalist.
You don't think that's kind of insulting?
No, not in the least. Hey, if you told me you didn't like my jacket or something, well, I wouldn't care.
I really don't like your jacket.
Well, that's so.
And while Larry was the first to open a Spite store, he since started a trend here in Hollywood, with other celebrities following suit, like Jonah Hill, who's now operating a Spite Deli.
So, I used to go to Irv's Deli right next door 2-3 times a week, and I found a hair in my sandwich.
Not your hair?
No. This was a gray hair. It wasn't my hair. And this guy, Irv's, going, oh, it's yours. And I'm like, what can I do? You know, I can't sleep. I'm taking 4 or 5 Ambien to get to sleep because all I see is this guy, Irv's, face.
So what changed?
What changed was I had seen Latte Larry's. The idea of a Spite store is a brilliant idea. I'm going to open a Spite deli.
What started off with Spite has now become a passion project.
Thanks for dining with us. $3?
And you're turning down acting and directing gigs for this.
What's left for me in Hollywood? What, win some award or something, you know? Anytime I see a customer walk in here that used to go to Irv's, it's like my own tiny little human Oscar walking in here.
So this is your life now.
I might actually open a Spite deli out in New York. There was a spot on 42nd Street that was a bit disrespectful that I'm looking at taking out.
Jonah Hill is not the only celebrity with Spite on his mind. This is Ray's Exotic Birds, and this is Sean's. It's become the place to get a macaw or a hummingbird nester.
I had always wanted a talking bird, so I go to Ray, just next door, and he sells me the bird. The bird doesn't talk. Just sort of grunts. So I go back to return it. He says, no returns. He said, bullshit. Because he knew. He knew it was a mute bird. And I'm on a kind of slow burn, not knowing quite what to do. And Larry opens up the coffee place, and it was like, ding, ding, ding. Sean's Exotic Birds put Ray right out of business. Yeah, this is a hyacinth macaw from Brazil. Would you like to hold him?
Sure. Does all the time you're spending here take away from, you know, acting?
I was never a very zen sort of personality. But I find myself very, very calm now. I think, you know, it's birds.
Shut up! So the next time you see two similar stores right next to each other, there's a pretty good chance one of them's doing it out of Spite. Savannah and Hoda, back to you.
Driving to the airport, and if you know this show, this is how funny this is. If you know this show, here we go. I'll play. Remember, he doesn't tell her that he's going to Palm Springs to golf while she's away with family stuff. So he thinks he got a free ticket. Here we go.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. We'll have a party for old as a horror. Zinnamin, Hanukkah, love in the Hanukkah. Da 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 da. You have a wonderful trip.
What the fuck are you so happy about right now?
Nothing.
Bags back in the car. I'm not going.
What are you talking about?
Bags back in the car. Take me home.
What?
All right, on the next part. This is... So the first scene, there wasn't really much talking. So now... Jeff has to break it to Larry David and his friends about how he screwed up with his wife, about being too happy. Here's the part coming up.
can we talk about our golf trip that's coming?
The golf trip, yes.
Listen, fellas,
yes.
I am terribly, terribly sorry. I can't go.
You can't go? You're kidding.
You no. kicked off the whole thing.
I know I did. I thought Susie was going to leave town. She decided to stay home.
What happened?
I was too happy at the airport drop.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I was bouncy. I was dancing.
No, no, no. You got to contain yourself at the drop. Well, of course you're happy. Every husband is thrilled to drop their wife off at the airport, but you got to contain it. And you celebrated the car on
it's
the way
Susie.
Home.
It's Susie. I couldn't contain it.
What are you going to do? Huh? You fucked up.
I fucked up. I'm so sorry. Fucked up.
That's a shame, but I understand. Maybe we'll go the three of us, huh? Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boredom and lonely. Bored, tired, and on my way to the bedroom, alone again, here I come bed, I know I can count on you for a good night's rest, a good time to unwind the wind to my mind, thoughts on my own dreams, it seems we can all go a little insane, but as long as I'm in my own lane, I assume it's still okay to be somewhat insane, or sane, this is the start of being alone at night when you only want to have somebody to have close to you, always in sight, to hold tight, silly ideas, sounds weird to me, but I think we all could use somebody with similar ideals, so if it's sex appeal or banana peels, what's the difference as long as you got your sane cells in your brain cell, locked up tight with a beautiful woman underneath your arms tonight. Being ordinary or random at the extraordinary, evenly demanding, all of this can be overwhelming, but I will never be misleading. My name is Jimmy James and I give you Boredom, the rap lit version, the end.
Oh yeah, guys, one more thing. I forgot I added this in. I figured this would be, it's 13 minutes long. It's not something I normally do. I just find this man extraordinary. This man was one of the greatest philosophers of, I would say our time, his time, definitely. He died, in the 20th century, 70s, 80s, I forget exactly. This is terrible. I've listened to so many of his speeches, and this is just a little bit of what he was. He gets into everything. And he's not a believer in a god. He's not a believer in anything, and he likes just to tell it how it is. I did introduce him as Alan Watts, and if you haven't heard from him, this is Alan Watts on the Universe. And, matter of fact, I didn't get to listen to the whole thing. I've listened to the whole speech, which was like an hour, 2 hours long. But, this is definitely not the greatest stuff he's ever said, but I figured since this is Life and Beyond, I would want to put something in there with the universe to, just a little bonus on this full episode. All right, that's it. I'm done for the day, night. Now time to run to the store and, rinse and repeat day in, day out. You know the cycle, you know the drill, you do it every day. But for real, I always joke around and I always say this, you know, go fuck yourself, whatever. Seriously, take care of yourselves, really. And each other, because that's all we have at the end of this fucking weird thing we live in. We're spinning around some kind of vortex at thousands of miles an hour around a big flame of whatever that could just blow up, or we could be sucked into a black hole. And I also wanted to start doing these. What's the fastest thing in the universe? People say light. Light has a hard cap of around 182,000 miles per second. Or is it 86? 82. I fucking always forget that one. 182,000 miles per second. Or 86, whatever. The point that I'm trying to make here, since this is my first one, is if light is the fastest thing, and a black hole can suck in light, isn't that technically faster? I'll give you that to think about. All right, here we go.
And fully automatic models of the universe. I'll call the dramaticness. The idea that life as we experience it's a big act. And that behind this big act is the player. And the player, or the self, as it's called in Hindu philosophy, the Atman, is you. Only you are playing hide and seek, since that is the essential game that's going on. It's the game of games, the basis of all games, hide and seek. And so since you're playing hide and seek, you are deliberately, although you can't admit this, or won't admit it, you are deliberately forgetting who you really are, or what you really are, and the knowledge that your essential self is the foundation of the universe, the ground of being, as Tillich calls it, is something you have as what the Germans call a Hintergedanke. A Hintergedanke is a thought way, way, way in the back of your mind, way back here somewhere. Something that you know deep down, but can't admit. So, in a way then, in order to bring this to the front, in order to know that that is the case, you have to be kidded out of your game. You see, the problem is this. We identify in our experience a differentiation between what we do and what happens to us. We have a certain number of actions that we define as voluntary, and we feel in control of those. And then over against that, there is all those things that are involuntary. But the dividing line between these two is very arbitrary. Because, for example, when you move your hand, you feel that you decide whether to open it or to close it. But then ask yourself, how do you decide? When you decide to open your hand, do you first decide to decide? You don't, do you? You just decide, and how do you do that? And if you don't know how you do it, is it voluntary or involuntary? Let's consider breathing. You can feel that you breathe deliberately. You can control your breath. But when you don't think about it, it goes on. Is it voluntary or involuntary? And so we come to have a very arbitrary definition of self. That much of my activity which I feel I do. And that then doesn't include breathing most of the time. It doesn't include the heartbeats. It doesn't include the activity of the glands. It doesn't include digestion. It doesn't include how you shape your bones, circulate your blood. Do you or do you not do these things? Now, if you get with yourself and you find out that you are all of yourself, a very strange thing happens. You find that your body knows that you are one with the universe. In other words, that the so-called involuntary circulation of your blood is one continuous process with the stars shining. If you find out that it's you who circulates your blood, you will at the same moment find out that you are shining the sun. Because your physical organism is one continuous process with everything else that's going on. Just as the waves are continuous with the ocean, your body is continuous with the total energy system of the cosmos. And it's all you. Only you're playing the game that you're only this bit of it. But as I tried to explain, there are in physical reality no such things as separate events. So then, Remember also when I tried to work towards a definition of omnipotence. Omnipotence is not knowing how everything is done, it's just doing it. You don't have to translate it into language. Look, supposing when you got up in the morning, you had to switch your brain on. And you had to think and do as a deliberate process, waking up all the circuits that you need for active life during the day. Why, you'd never get done. Because you have to do all those things at once. How can a centipede control 100 legs at once? Because it doesn't think about it. And so in the same way, you are unconsciously performing all the various activities of your organism. Only unconsciously isn't a good word, because it sounds sort of dead. Superconsciously would be better. Give it a plus rather than a minus. Because what a consciousness is simply a sort of specialized form of awareness. When you look around the room, you are conscious of as much as you can notice. And you see an enormous number of things which you don't notice. If, for example, I look at a girl here and somebody asks me later, what was she wearing? I may not know, although I've seen, because I didn't attend. But I was aware, you see. So then, let me connect this with the problem of birth and death, which puzzles people enormously, of course. Because in order to understand what the self is, you have to remember that it doesn't need to remember anything. Just like you don't need to know how you work your thyroid gland. So then, when you die, you're not going to have to put up with everlasting non-existence, because that's not an experience. A lot of people are afraid that when they die, they're going to be locked up in a dark room forever. And sort of undergo that. But one of the most interesting things in the world, this is a yoga, this is a way of realization. Try and imagine what it will be like to go to sleep and never wake up. Think about that. Children, think about it. It's one of the great wonders of life. What will it be like to go to sleep and never wake up? And if you think long enough about that, something will happen to you. You will find out, among other things, that it'll pose the next question to you. What was it like to wake up after having never gone to sleep? That was when you were born. You see, you can't have an experience of nothing. Nature abhors a vacuum. So after you're dead, the only thing that can happen is the same experience, or the same sort of experience, as when you were born. In other words, we all know very well that after people die, other people are born. And they're all you. Only you can only experience it one at a time. Everybody is I. You all know you're you. And wheresoever beings exist throughout all galaxies, it doesn't make any difference. You are all of them. And when they come into being, that's you coming into being. You know that very well. Only you don't have to remember the past in the same way you don't have to think about how you work your thyroid gland or whatever else it is in your organism. You don't have to know how to shine the sun. You just do it. Like you breathe. Isn't it? Doesn't it really astonish you that you are this fantastically complex thing? And that you're doing all of this and you never had any education in how to do it? You never learned, but you're this miracle? Well, the point is that from a strictly physical, scientific standpoint, this organism is a continuous energy with everything else that's going on. And if I am my foot, I am the sun. Only we've got this little partial view, we've got the idea that no, I'm just something in this body. The ego. That's a joke. The ego is nothing other than the focus of conscious attention. It's like a radar on a ship. The radar on a ship is a troubleshooter. Is there anything in the way? And conscious attention is a designed function of the brain to scan the environment, like a radar does, and note for any troublemaking changes. But if you identify yourself with your troubleshooter, then naturally you define yourself as being in a perpetual state of anxiety. And the moment we cease to identify with the ego and become aware that we are the whole organism, you realize as the first thing how harmonious it all is. Because your organism is a miracle of harmony. All this thing functioning together. Even those corpuscles and creatures that are fighting each other in the bloodstream and eating each other up. If they weren't doing that, you wouldn't be healthy. So what is discord at one level of your being is harmony at a higher level. And you begin to realize that, and you begin to be aware too that the discords of your life and the discords of people's life, which are a fight at one level, at a higher level of the universe, are healthy and harmonious. And you suddenly realize that everything that you are and do is at that level as magnificent and as free of any blemish as the patterns in waves, the markings in marble, the way a cat moves, and that this world is really okay and can't be anything else, because otherwise it couldn't exist. But the reality underneath physical existence, or which really is physical existence, because in my philosophy there's no difference between the physical and the spiritual. These are absolutely out-of-date categories. It's all process. It isn't stuff on the one hand and form on the other. It's just, it is pattern. Life is pattern. It is a dance of energy. So I will never invoke spooky knowledge. Now, that is to say that I've had a private revelation, or that I have sensory vibrations going on a plane which you don't have. Everything is standing right out in the open. And it's just a question of how you look at it. So you do discover, when you realize this, the most extraordinary thing to me that I never cease to be flabbergasted at whenever it happens to me.
Hey, and that was Alan Watts. What's up, guys? This is Jimmy James. Just one more thing. If you listen to me on this Spotify, Anchor, any platform you're on right now, you can also follow me on YouTube, Twitter, whatever, Facebook. Like I said, you could do it all. You can go on there. You can like me. You can hate me. You can dislike, approve, unapprove, whatever. Whatever you think I need to do to approve. Or to get your approval. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I care for. I just care for your approval. But for now, this is me just saying goodbye.
Bye, world.
Okay, Jim, I'll see you around. Where are you going? Oh, no. Oh, that's not what I thought he meant by that at all.
Goodbye, everybody.